Yeah, there's a little horn back there. It is Horns of Plenty time here on WMFO in Medford. We are certainly California dreaming here in dreary, wet Massachusetts. I feel like I haven't seen the sun for weeks on end. It's the end of a dreary January, and it seems to me like this month has just slipped right by. You know, I feel like it was only 2023 just a few minutes ago, and now January is almost over. We're a full month in, and it brings me back, reminds me of a Radiolab episode, which I listened to recently, and it stuck with me. And, you know, as you get older, weeks seem to pass like days. Our lives...
Woo!
Our lives seem to move at an ever-accelerating rate. And then we look back and we're 5 or 10 years older than we remember being. And I think the main theory behind this phenomenon, why time seems to accelerate, is that as a child, a day or a week or an hour is a much bigger percentage of your life than it is as an adult. And therefore, it feels like a longer time period. Time seems to pass slower because it's a bigger chunk of your life. And as you get older, only one day is a tiny part of your life, and it feels like that. But the Radiolab spoke instead about a different theory, and it's more about how, for children, every day is unique and weird, and every day a child is trying new things and experiencing something for the first time, and it's really memorable, those sorts of first experiences, that thing that you did for the first time that you never remember and you talk about over and over again. But as adults, you know, we have our routines, and these routines obviously make life with a job and a house and a kids and whatever else livable. You couldn't do it without a routine. But it also means that we don't have to think quite as hard about what we're doing day to day. We have our rote muscle memory takes over, and we don't have to really engage in what we're doing to a certain extent. And therefore, you have less things to remember back, to think back and say, wow, that was a moment that I remember. And it's those moments that make up memory and to make up time seeming like it passes slower. If your life is filled with those moments of flashpoints, of memories, of something you had never done before, or something you've tried new, then your life will feel much longer. So, in that vein, we are going to be trying some new things this week. I dare you to go out there and do something you haven't done before or haven't done in a while and shake up your life a little bit and try to make this week, make today or sometime later in the day or later this week or whenever, a point in which you can look back on, remember specifically, oh, that was that day. I remember that day. Because it's those that make your life feel longer and better. And in that vein, I'm going to play some new songs. You know, it might not be your favorite genre of music, but maybe that's what you need. A little shakeup. And we got some real bangers here that you've never heard before. And it's going to be awesome. They're going to be weird, but they're going to be awesome. I got to give a big shout out to my boy Shane Butler and the Red Velvet Racers going up this weekend to the Toboggan Race up in Maine. Good luck up there. And yeah, we're going to kick it off with the one from my sister recommended this week. This is a South African band, Rubber Duck. And it is a weird song. It's called Zebra Horse. And it's right here on WMFO.
Zip!
Dame Zebra is a horse. Zebra is a horse. You want to hear a story? About well, if it looks like a zebra, but it sounds like a horse, I say, take a second look, it got a crooked sauce. And there's a name, hey, you can tell by the stain. It's got a black and white body and a black and white mane. It's another, a brother of a similar shape. Seems to be a jumper in a black and white cape. Now, if you have to jumble the DNA, it's a rubber duck mumble in the rubber duck way.
Rubber duck right there, zebra horse. Big ups to Kitty Lizzie for doing that one out there. We're staying in Africa, but going up north.
Oh, Mecca.
This is Libya. Y'all right.
Lord, me make the dance all black up.
I'm come, dig it up, dig it up. Lord, me make the dance all black up, dig it up. I may drum the microphone, not enough, dig it up. On the rhythm, me die and kick up, dig it up. If you're sleeping, you better wake up, dig it up. Come be playing now, feel me gold cup, dig it up. Crowd of people, I jump up, dig it up. Every foot in the here, I put up, dig it up. Everyone, them put them hand up, dig it up. All the gal, them a line up, dig it up. When I leave, in a ramp, asking up some, dig it, dig it up. Ziggy ziggy top, everybody come ziggy top. What? Ziggy ziggy top, ziggy ziggy top. Everybody come ziggy top.
Yeah, that's some Libya jams right there. That is Ahmed Bin Ali, mid-2000s. Libyan kind of funky reggae. And now, I played a song we already played on the show, but just this last one reminded me of it. And it's just so dang catchy. Come on. Just turn this one up. There it is, that's Shukrala Ez Eldin with his song Alela Belil from Sudan. Evidently trending on TikTok. Maybe that's how I came across it. I don't really know. That has a whole of 18 views on TikTok, so you know, hot stuff. That's viral. Before that, Ahmed Bin Ali, the Libyan artist, with his song You're Right. Here's a little quick off-the-cuff things you can do this week that would be unique, that might be memorable. Take a bite out of a raw potato. I've never done that. I don't know what that would be like. Brush your teeth with your left hand. Sleep the other way up on your bed. Make a rubber band ball. Or you could do like Shane did and appear on your local news. I don't know. I mean, you figure out how to get on there. But if you do it, certainly would be memorable. In the background, we got Bibi Tanga and the Stellanites with the song African Soul Party. And we're going to stay in Africa and maybe even Sudan, actually. I need to look this up. But this is the Scorpions and Saif Abu Bakr with Hilwa Ya Amura. And just remember, if you think it's weird, that's good. Right there, that is the golden voice of Africa, Pat Thomas, of course, with his song Let's Think It Over, off the album Coming Home, which was a compilation released in 2016. I'm just looking at the Pitchfork review of it. 7.2. Come on, Pitchfork. 7.2. It is sad, though, that Pitchfork is getting consolidated into GQ. Come on. That stinks, man. Anyway, yeah, that was Pat Thomas. Let's Think It Over from his album Coming Home. Before that was Saif Abu Bakr and the Scorpions off of the Jazz, Jazz, Jazz album from Habibi Funk. Originally from the 70s, but Habibi Funk re-released it in 2018 from Sudan. So we did South Africa, Libya, Sudan, Sudan, and that last one, Pat Thomas, obviously Ghanaian. And now we're going to go a different direction. And we're going to go to a whole other continent. We're going to go to, well, actually, funny story. I found out that this artist is not Japanese. They are Irish. but Japanese-inspired. and then we're going to go to Japan for some 80s weird... It's not actually weird. It's very poppy, but 80s Japanese disco, good stuff there for a little set there. I'm on the DJ chat. Ryan Savage, Friday mornings, listen to the Music Savage show here on WMFO. Ryan Savage is on there. He's saying what's up. And you can as well. And also tell me something to do that would be unique and be memorable and stand out as one of those flashpoints in your lives. You know, similar to eating a raw potato. Or, you know, whatever else you want to do. But, all right, we're going to keep it going with the music. This next one is by Anika, who I found out about from the Grand Theft Auto soundtrack. Her number one hit in the UK, Japanese Boy, from 1981, was on that soundtrack, and that's how I heard about her. I always thought she was a Japanese artist. Turns out she's Irish. Had a couple other minor hits. This next one I'm going to play, which is fantastic, is one of those minor hits. This is Ooh Shooby Doo Doo Lang, and it's a story about the life of a backup singer.
My name is Sue and I'm a singer.
This next one I heard at the Friendly Toast. So always be listening to those background jams, you know? Henri, Remember Summer Days. It's January, gotta remember those summer days.
Oh,
Yeah, right there. That's Junko Ohashi. 1981, her album T for Tears. That song is called Telephone Number. Big shout out to Mrs. Charlemagne down there in Virginia, rocking out. We love you, Mrs. Charlemagne. Keep listening. Keep loving it. Before Junko Ohashi, we had Henri, which is A-N-R-I, off her 1981 album, Timely. That was Remember Summer Days. I'm going to read a quick PSA, because this is a college radio station. Tufts, go Jumbos. Somerville cares about prevention. Thinking of throwing a house party? That could be something you did that would be unique this week. Well, if you're part of Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It's also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests and to remind guests to alternate between alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000, as well as up to a year in jail. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention, or SCAP. Find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and at www.somervillema.gov/SCAP. All right, now is the time in the show where we play the samples. So it's called Who Sampled? I play a song from the past. In this case, several songs from the past. You tell me which more recent, more popular song sampled those songs. All right, so we're going to start with a song by Herbie Mann called Hijack. And really, the main part of the sample is about a minute and a half through. I'll make sure I point it out. So more recent, and I'll give you a hint, early 2000s pop singer sampled this song in the early 2000s. Which pop star sampled it? What was the song called? You can hit me up on the DJ chat. That's on WMFO.org. Oh, we got people praising me. This is intelligent civilian in there saying she's digging the Japanese music there. Who sampled this song? You can call also 855-915-9636. I'll pick up the phone. If you know the answer to who sampled this song, this is Hijack by Herbie Mann. There. That's the sample. I'm going to go back. Let's do it again just for posterity's sake. All right, quick interjection here. I'm going to play the song Enoch Light sampled this Herbie Man song and made it a little bit more clear. So we're going to play this one. It's off YouTube. This is Enoch Light, Hijack. Oh, two songs at once. Oh, God. Let's start it over one more time. This is the sample. All right. So that sample right there, combined, and now, okay. So the Beatnuts in 1999, or no, I'm sorry, 1993, sampled that song. This is not the sample I'm talking about. This is 1993. Watch out now from the Beatnuts. We're doing the chain. You know, it's a ladder up to the 2000s. So. With a grenade, now you flapping like a mermaid, gapping off with your cough and the lips while I'm at the bar, bagging the bartender tips, then I back this chick with a high in the eye, she did the butterfly, rubbing her ass against my button fly, I could already imagine mine stuck inside, every time I strike, haters be like that, how's that joke, it's hard for you to swallow, it don't take much for us to let the metal holler, that's busting out of an old black and fly, brother, only big muchacha mala, big Jew, dime lo coño, how we do, And we have a winner. Ryan from the Music Savage Show gets it. It is J-Lo, Jenny from the Block. You know that flute. And then she took that flute, that sample that the Beatnuts did, and put this over it. Yeah, so J-Lo took that song, the Beatnuts sample from the original Herbie Man, to Enoch Light, to the Beatnuts, took that, combined the little bridge here from the Heaven and Hell is on Earth from the 20th Century Steel Band, and created Jenny from the Block, which features Jadakiss and Styles P. And I also created a music video featuring her boyfriend at the time, who later credited the video with nearly ruining his career. Oh, good stuff. Yeah, it's Jenny from the Block. And, you know, I'm going to play a bit of it just so you can hear the samples come together. But I don't know, maybe not the whole thing.
Children growing, women producing, men go working, some do stealing. Everyone's got to make a living.
LOX, yeah. J-Lo, yeah. Yo, we off the block this year.
Went from a low to a lot this year.
Everybody mad at the rocks that I wear.
I know where I'm going and I know where I'm from. You hear locks in the air.
Yeah, we at the airport out. D-block from the block where everybody air forced out.
With a new white tee, you fresh. Nothing phony with us. Make the money, get the mansion, bring the homies with us.
That song, Jenny from the Block, reached only number 3 on the Billboard Top 100 back in 2002. It went number 1 in Canada, though. Canadians love J-Lo. But yeah, that was produced by Trackmasters back in 2002. Well known as producing Destiny's Child, Nas, R. Kelly, big in the early 2000s, late 90s. Ranked 6th as Vibe Magazine's greatest hip-hop producers of all time. And I'm gonna put it all the way out because we're gonna change directions here. We got about 8 minutes left, and wanna sort of musically go in a different direction here. We're gonna go to Lebanon, 1970s, Roher Fakhr, F-A-K-H-R, it is before 10 p.m., that is not a swear, F-A-K-H-R, little known folk soul singer from Lebanon, in the 1970s, and really, you know, you listen to it and you're like, man, this could easily have been on the radio in the United States, California. It's just, it's one of those time capsules. So this is Had to Come Back Wet by Roher Fakhr off his album Fine Anyway.
I beg your pardon. All the days I
got one more song. It's Willie Wright, I'm So Happy Now. And this is the last week of the winter session here. We're going to have a new schedule up next week. So stay tuned to WMFO.org for the new released schedule up there. I hope to be a similar time. But if I'm not, you know, just keep a look on that schedule. I'll be back at some point in the next couple of weeks. Thank you all for listening. Listen to the Ryan Savage Show. It's on Monday mornings right here on WMFO.org. And get inspired. Do something weird. Do something weird.